This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Poor David Culley, Bartholomew Alexander Scott. What is up, my friend?
What's up, man? Why they want to do a black man like that, man? He had nothing to do with what's been going on in Houston, but they want to treat him like Dusty Baker. Like when Dusty Baker came up for the Astros. What about the cheat, man? I wasn't even here. Why I got to be even front? Where's everybody else at? Let's hold them accountable. Gonna put the brother man up there like that his first day. You gonna ask him about Deshaun Watson and that thing. Like Dave Chappelle, you gonna ask me that in front of my family and that thing?
We're getting right to it. We're gonna get to Tom Brady's extension and Cam Newton back to the Patriots in moments. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn today on Bart and Hahn right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app. And, of course, on your smart speaker. ESPN Radio, as always, is presented by Progressive Insurance. And our guests today appear via the Goodyear Hotline. We begin with David Culley. And there are mixed messages, not from the Texans, not from Deshaun Watson, from David Culley. Bart, there are mixed messages. And let's start with what he had to say yesterday in a press conference regarding Deshaun Watson.
We are very committed to Deshaun as our quarterback. He is our quarterback. He's the only guy we got under contract at this time right now. Nick and our personnel department are in the process of looking at other guys out there right now, and we're going through that process daily, and we're continuing to do that.
Are you guys trading Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson is a Houston Texan, and we're committed to him.
Hey, Coach Culley, you've said repeatedly the team is committed to Deshaun Watson. Is he committed to you and the team?
Yes, he is.
How do you know that?
He's a Houston Texan. And again, I know that I feel like that with the commitment that we've made to him, and I feel like that same commitment will be there with us also moving forward.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is a problem. But this wasn't it, Bart. He had his press conference. You hear those comments. But then he goes on to a podcast, Huddle and Flow, and says, Deshaun Watson is our quarterback right now, and we'll see what happens moving forward. And then this morning he's on NFL Network, and he says, yes, Deshaun Watson's our quarterback, but I'm here to coach the team, and there's a general manager, and you never know what can happen moving forward. Bart, the message is all over the map regarding the Houston Texans, and they have seemingly no idea where they stand with Deshaun Watson. When you hear comments like that, I just don't think it's just mixed messages. I think they truly don't know where they are.
Hold up. Excuse me. Correct me if I'm wrong. But didn't Deshaun Watson go talk to Culley and tell him he wasn't interested in being a member of the Houston Texans?
You're not wrong.
So that's lie number one. Secondly, like, come on, man. Who's part of the head of PR? They should be fired. Oh, guess what? Nick Easterling fired the lady who was regarded as one of the best communication leaders. Maybe that's the problem.
And she got a job in 5 minutes.
She got a job in 5 minutes. Maybe they should have kept her on for this exclusively for this incident going on right now, because they need her now more than ever. Listen, I'm a movie guy. You're a movie guy. If I close my eyes real tight, I feel like the reporter is Bill Duke, and I feel like Culley is Kane from Menace to Society, and he's asking him, so you bought the beer at 12 o'clock? Yeah, definitely 12 o'clock. So you mean to tell me that you went in the store and you bought the beer at 11 o'clock? Yeah, it was definitely 11 o'clock. You know you're messed up, right? You know you're messed up. Because now we got you. First you said you bought the beer at 12 o'clock, or first you said that you wasn't going to worry about trade, that Deshaun Watson is a member of your football team. But then you forgot that you also told us that he came in, or it's reports that he came into your office and had a man-to-man to you to tell you that he wasn't interested in being a member of your team. Which one is it? You're killing me, Petey. Come on. You can't say fake news. You're making your own damn fake news. Which is the real news? It's like, I feel so sorry for this guy because he didn't sign up for this. But at 65 years old, it's only 32 opportunities. He's never been a coordinator. He's never been a coordinator at any position. And now you look at him, and he's in the middle of this mess. And I just don't know how he's going to continue to be able to even have the right messaging moving forward. Like, they need to limit his – listen – they need to limit his interviews, right? Like, interview request denied. You know what I'm saying? You got to serve him all softballs. If he's not talking to somebody on a team reporter or somebody that you got paying underneath the table, he don't get to say nothing to nobody because he is making y'all a circus and a joke across the NFL, and it's not his fault. Where's Nick at? Where's Easterly? Yeah. He's the root of all this. Like, hey, he's the one that the Sports Illustrated article is all about. His dysfunction. He's the reason that the woman who was highly regarded as one of the best media relations people in the business is no longer there. He's the one that's in charge of character. He's a character coach. Where's the character coach?
Yeah. He's not teaching much character.
You better call Joe Osteen and tell him to come around there and put some holy oil on that old building. Bless it. Call Kyrie and tell him to put some sage up in there.
I'll tell you what. When you are a character coach and you're making somebody else go out there and answer for your problems, somebody who just got here, that's just wrong. It's flat out wrong. And I know Nick Caserio just got here, but he's now the general manager of this team. Where are these guys? Why are you putting David Culley out in this situation? He is a first-time head coach who, let's just face it, does not have a ton of media experience. You can go through all the media training you want. There's no reason for him to be there. But, Bart, the bigger picture here is they, to me, appear nowhere closer to trying to figure out what they're going to do with Deshaun Watson. They can't honestly at this point continue to believe that he's going to play another down for them. And here's the bigger problem for them overall. The longer that you let this go, the longer you propagate this delusion that you have that somehow he's going to stay, the less you're going to get in return for him. They are actually hurting the return value by continuing to look this lost on the situation.
Man, the Jets and the Lions are like, man, maybe we ain't got it so bad. You know what I'm saying?
And the Lions are like, who's making those decisions?
You know, and it's crazy, right? Because it's about being able to present to people. Listen, they can't improve their football team via draft because they gave up all their draft equity for Laremy Tunsil. So they don't have any draft equity to go out and improve their football team. So now they have to lean on relationships, and you have to lean on the fact that they have to go get him in free agency. Now they got Mark Ingram. That's just strictly because it's a relationship between Culley and the Ravens and Mark Ingram. So that's why he came in. But who else are you attracting to come play there? Right? Free agency is about to open up, and not one player has the Houston Texans, that's a player in the top 50, has the Houston Texans as a place that they want to go play football. Not a receiver.
They are making it
not a lineman,
so much worse than them.
Not a defensive player. They're like, why are we going there and deal with that dysfunction? I'm not dealing with that, right? So now you look up and how are you going to improve your football team? The only way you can improve your football team is by trading your most valuable asset right now, that's Deshaun Watson, that can in return bring you back a quarterback, a young quarterback, whether you want to decide to trade him from, trade with Miami, you want to trade with Carolina, you want to trade with the Jets, and be able to get enough draft capital to be able to bring guys in that have yet to be brainwashed by the NFL and yet to know and just happy for an opportunity, and be able to get young 21, 22-year-old players to come buy in and you brainwash them. Because ain't nobody in their right mind that's been in this league saying, I'm going to Houston unless it's the last place. Houston Texans, Houston organization has become last chance you. I go there if I got no other choice. It used to be Oakland. It used to be Cincinnati, where you go where careers die. You're just trying to steal some bread on your way out. Now it's Houston, Texas. And the Houston Texans have nobody to blame but themselves. And maybe Bill O'Brien.
He was a part of it. And look, last part about it for me is simply this. If I'm the Miami Dolphins, if I'm the New York Jets, I let this marinate for a few more days. And then as that league year comes and the Texans realize nobody's coming there and there's only going to be one way to improve the team, to your point, that's when I'm starting to swoop in and see if I can get on the lower end. Meanwhile, talking about quarterbacks, up in New England, Cam Newton is back. Adam Schefter reported earlier today, 1 year, $14 million deal for Cam Newton with the Patriots. Let's hear from our own Mike Reese on what this means in New England.
They felt like they wanted to get one piece in place before the start of free agency. The Patriots, in the big picture, have a lot of salary cap space. This signing with Cam Newton will still give them a lot of salary cap space and allow them to add another quarterback if that opportunity presents itself. But a lot of those opportunities are out of their control. For example, Jimmy Garoppolo, would he become available? Maybe, maybe not. They could still go after him, even bringing Cam back. But this gets one piece in place so they can start putting some other pieces around him and this roster.
I have to tell you, and I know there's going to be a lot of reaction to this, and we want to hear from you at 888-729-3776, 888-729-ESPN. Bart, say ESPN, I should say.
ESPN,
the first thing I thought this morning is at 15, the Patriots are drafting a quarterback. Whether they trade up, and I think it's either going to be Mac Jones or Trey Lance, because when you're bringing Cam back on a one-year deal for $14 million, you might think that's a lot. The Patriots are $68 million under the cap. They are under the cap that much every year. This makes all the sense in the world for them because Trey Lance, I've talked to people who were around that North Dakota State program. Trey Lance is a really good player and a really smart quarterback, but there is no way he can walk in the door and play right away. And I don't know if that's the case with Mac Jones or not, but you've obviously got the Saban-Belichick connection there on that front. I think right now you are virtually guaranteed of the Patriots drafting a quarterback in the first round.
You know what? I'm just so happy to laugh because, you know, and this is a message to that kid. Remember when the Patriots won the Super Bowl and they beat Atlanta? So it was a kid that was there that was rooting, and he was all patriotic. I'm like, son, you're not even from New England or the Boston area. Why are you rooting for them? He was a bandwagon fan. And I told him, mark this day, kid. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because one day that guy named Tom Brady's not going to be there, and you're going to be right back with the pack. So, New England, all you snobby fans, you arrogant son of a guns, welcome to quarterback mediocrity. So, welcome back to the pack. How fun is it now that now you look at Buffalo has a franchise quarterback? Maybe Miami has a franchise quarterback. The Jets might have a good quarterback, but if not, they have the ammunition to go out and get one. Ha, ha, ha. Location, location, location. And without Tom Brady, nobody who's a great player, no matter how much money you got, Bill, wants to come there first. So, ha, 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 everybody's packing up and moving and leaving New England, and you're stuck with a quarterback that's a retread. Guess what? Jets had to do it. Bills had to do it. Now you have to do it. And you hope and think that Matt Jones may be right, but stop me when the last time an Ohio State quarterback or Alabama quarterback came to the league and was worth their weight in feathers. Listen, they're not going to come back. So, listen, I'm so happy that they're dealing with this, and this just is an omission that they don't have the ability to make the blockbuster trades that we thought. We thought, oh, Mariota. We thought, oh, well, if not Mariota, they'll go out and they'll go get Jimmy G back. Nope, nope, nope. Nobody wants to help New England. Everybody's saying you've been kicking our ass for the last 10 years or 20 years. Now you're going to see what it feels like to actually have to coach everybody when you don't have a quarterback that can erase the mistakes of a bad roster. Bill has drafted bad, and Bill has not brought in great free agents. They're an old roster, and that's what they get. So I think the whole league is rejoicing, even though I have to give him credit. He was able to pull one banana in the tailpipe and get John Gruden to send Trent Brown back. So you have Trent Brown, you have Isaiah Wynn. But now you're going to have to coach well. You're going to have to develop well. All the things that Bill was given credit for that he really didn't deserve because he did go out and get other players after other teams has developed them. You look at Gilmore. You look at the tailback from Cincinnati. I'm losing my mind, the white one. But, you know, they've got a lot of credit. Now he's going to have to prove that he's a great coach and developer of talent.
Look, I think that you, if you're Bill Belichick, you don't have to prove a whole lot, okay? But I do think that off of this past year, the quarterback lesson should have been learned. And that's why I think bringing back Cam Newton for 1 year ensures this, and it ensures it at a high draft pick? Because, Bart, Nick Saban told me a story several years ago about how Bill Belichick thinks. When they drafted Tom Brady and they got him in the sixth round, everybody years later would say, man, I can't believe how lucky they were to get Tom Brady in the sixth round. Meanwhile, Bill Belichick at the time is thinking, what did we screw up in those first five rounds to not see that Tom Brady was the guy? So in other words, he is always trying to understand how to improve the process by the moment. And I think this year, this past year, what he just went through is certainly one that's going to drive home the point that he has to get a quarterback who can play at a high level. And that's going to mean being able to bring in a quarterback that can learn behind Cam Newton. I think Belichick, look, I think
learn behind Cam Newton. What has Cam Newton learned? What does Cam Newton know? It's like it's like Michael Vick late in his career when he said, I didn't even really know the playbook.
I didn't say learn from Cam Newton.
Okay.
I said learn behind Cam Newton.
Okay.
Learn while Cam Newton is out there getting kicked around. And then when your chance comes, that's when you go and you make the most of it. And I also think this time around, given how the league has evolved, he's going to look for a mobile quarterback. The one thing I can tell you about Trey Lance with
Mac
certainty,
Jones?
I know people look at the numbers and he can move around. Trey Lance is not Lamar Jackson, okay? He is not Lamar Jackson. He can extend the plays. He can put himself in better chances to, you know, make bigger plays downfield. Trey Lance is a lot closer in mobility to Daniel Jones than he is to Lamar Jackson. So he's not going to be the guy that's going to go out there and rush for 150 yards.
But the thing is, you're assuming that Atlanta's not going to take him. They have to compete. They don't have the ammunition of coming to the top five. So if Carolina's sitting there at eight, say, I'm taking a quarterback, if Atlanta says, I'm taking a quarterback, right? Like, they have to compete to get up. If Atlanta says,
they have future first-round picks. Does anybody think the Patriots are going to be good this year? If the Patriots traded up to get to eight, to get to Lance, if he's the last one left, or traded up to get inside the top eight, and they gave up a first-round pick next year, that's going to be a pretty good pick.
But if I'm Chicago, if I'm Carolina, that's two. If I'm Atlanta, that's three. If I'm Denver, that's four. I'm not letting you jump up and take one of these quarterbacks. I'm taking them. Sorry, no thank you, Bill. Business is closed. Welcome to the pack, buddy. Mediocrity. Ha, ha, ha. It's lonely down here, ain't it? It's lonely down here. Yeah, when you got a scrap for people, and now you can't even get good free agents to come there. It's like, man, it's cold there. Bill works people hard. You know what? Hell no. This is when all those things that people say about, you know, New England and what it's like to play there is going to come back to smack them in the face because they don't have Tom Brady playing for cheap and people giving up money to go play with Tom Brady. Let's get to the calls, Chris. I want to hear what the people
say.
Y'all heard enough of what the hell I'm talking about. I don't care what I'm talking about.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. First, though, we do have to hit that Brady extension.
Oh.
Because this ensures now that he is going to be there through 2022. And Bart,
does it? Yeah,
it does through 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a 4-year extension. The back couple of years we know are dummy years to help. But why he did it was to free up $19 million in cap space, and now they have $14 million in cap space to work with, so they could bring guys back.
And they, Shaq Barrett,
you know, look, they Godwin's already been franchised. They already brought back Levante David. Shaq Barrett's a free agent. Part. They still have some work they can do to get everybody back and make another run at it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of that money is for Shaq Barrett and for Ndamukong Suh, who at his advanced age is still playing at a high level. He's still grabbing those double teams. Now, whether they want to say, well, we got McClendon and we got Vita Vaivea, whatever his name is, back, we can let Ndamukong go. But I think they want to run it back. I think, you know, trying to keep this team together to win two is very, very smart. We saw Kansas City try and do that before they had to blow the team up, before some of these bloated salary caps started to kick in. But you got to get Shaq Barrett in because you know you can't expect JPP, who's getting a little long in the tooth, you know, to stay around too much longer and play at that high level. So you got to have somebody that can take that baton and be that number one pass rusher for you.
Shaq Barrett, three sacks in the NFC Championship game, another one in the Super Bowl. All right, let's hit it. 888-729-3776. Derek in Carolina is up first on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Derek, what's up, dude?
You know, just Hey, guys. Hey, you guys were talking about earlier Cam Newton signing a one-year, $14 million contract. The Patriots are at mediocrity, as Bart likes to say, where they're going to be. What do you guys think about a Cam Newton with draft compensation with maybe Stephon Gilmore? He put his house for sale up last year for Deshaun Watson. Nick Caserio has Patriot ties.
What? Stay off the weed.
Oh, my Lord.
Hold on.
Oh, my
Gilmore, Lord, Gilmore, who's injured often, and Cam Newton, who can't – listen, Cam threw more picks than touchdown passes last year. There's no way in hell. Listen.
Derek.
Draft compensation, you're talking about – listen, let's put it this way, right? Only reason I say it, Houston is in a lose-lose situation. You can't draft anybody. You have to get compensation. And with the longer this thing goes through, the longer it sits and simmers, no one really wants to put their hands on this.
So
Carolina was going to
shut it down.
Who did he say? He said Carolina? Like, if that's the case, why wouldn't you just work with the Jets if you're Houston? You can get two first-round draft picks. You can get number two and pick whoever the hell you want. And you can get Sam Darnold. If you think Sam Darnold's a quarterback, you can spend number two on somebody else or drop down and trade from number two and get it to somebody else and get another number one for next year. Man, why would I want Cam Newton and Gilmore? Gilmore's like 31 years old, bro.
Stay away from the phone. For Derek, stay away from the phone. Shut it down. That's not even close to getting it done. We need more rational thoughts.
Yeah, we need better.
And we need your opinions, and we're getting to those in just moments. 888-SAY-ESPN,
888-729-3776.
I think Stephen A. has that trademark. I think they owe him $20 every time it says it.
Well, I tell you what, I'll go crazy, Joe. It's killing your brain cells, son. It's killing your brain cells. If you want to kill yourself, do it expeditiously. Jump.
Bart, it's almost tournament time. Tune in tonight. Big 12 semifinals coverage begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We've got to hear your takes on all of these NFL topics right now. Cam Newton, Tom Brady's extension, David Culley, not sure if Deshaun Watson's the quarterback, even though he says he is. All of that is next. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Lean on me.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
That's smooth right there, Creel.
Baby, ESPN boom. Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Chris Carlin in for Allen today. Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. So much NFL to get to. Tom Brady signing an extension. David Culley still thinks that Deshaun Watson's going to be his quarterback this year. And Cam Newton is back with New England for another year. It is all on the table, Bartholomew. And there is, let me tell you something, there is nothing better than the obscure Bart movie quote that could just pop out at any time.
Yeah, so let me go back to my disclaimer, because I often quote movie clips and people don't know what I'm talking about. I assume they do. When I said, if you're going to kill yourself, jump, I was quoting Morgan Freeman in Lean on Me, one of the best movies of all times, when he told Sam that he wasn't going to kick him out of school because he was young and dumb and he ain't know it. So that's what the quote was.
Well, there you go. Listen, it's a tremendous.
I was not telling nobody to jump.
It is a tremendous, tremendous movie. Meanwhile, today, You are bringing the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. We're getting to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on all this NFL. And, man, it's only going to get bigger and better over the next few days with the league year starting next year. Kevin is in Louisiana next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. What's up, Kev?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I love you guys' show, you know. Okay, now, this Deshaun Watson thing, if I was a general manager, I think it's an easy fix. All you got to do is make the best deal with either the Jets or Miami. You get two or three first-rounders, a couple of second-rounders maybe. You take their quarterback also. So that way, in the draft, you draft a receiver out of Alabama, the stud number six. You go get a good defensive player to replace J.J., you plug a couple holes in it, and then, hey, you go see what you can do. You know, why not try to fix what you messed up?
Exactly. And I think Bill O'Brien left this place in a mess, and then I think that Easterly and the rest of the guys made it even worse. And, you know, I'll take it one step farther, because even if you trade with the Jets to get the number two pick, you can drop down and get Trey Lance. You can drop down and get Trey Lance, keep him behind Sam Darnold, keep Sam Darnold for 2 years, and now you give Trey Lance opportunity to be able to be the Mahomes, like everybody says. That no, that's the other dude that says Mahomes. He's Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, his comparisons. But he's a guy that you can maybe develop as well. So it's different scenarios, but being able to say, okay, I'm not going to allow the inmates to run the prison, which is what Bob McNair said, the late, great Bob McNair, who was the previous owner, and now his son is there, and he's not allowing – he doesn't want player empowerment. He's not feeling this player empowerment. So you can't hold a guy hostage. You can have him on a contract, and I know it's a thing where people say you should honor your contract, but in this day and world, when a guy says he's done, he's done. You can have him there, but he doesn't have to play well for you, and he doesn't have to be a great teammate.
Only a problem here on including Darnold in the deal, though, is I think that lessens his value. I think if you traded him separately, you could get a little bit more for him than if you included him in the deal, because they'll be looking to draft a quarterback if they are getting a number two overall pick.
I mean, Sam Darnold's 23, 24 years old. So, I mean, like, us being ready to just give up on Sam Darnold. I mean, some people gave up on Ryan Tannehill a little bit too early, and he turned out to be, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the league. You think about David Carr, he still has the ability to prove that he can play in this league. So, I mean, it depends on what your philosophy and what your belief is on Sam Darnold, what you think his value is. But if the Texans say, hey, throw Sam Darnold in it, if they say, hey, tell Miami, hey, throw two in it, they're going to throw them in it.
Corey's in Charlotte next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Corey, go. What do you got?
Bart, you're wrong. Everything you said about Belichick, you're wrong.
Well, tell me why.
Y'all lose your minds off of one season.
No, tell me why.
Okay, why you say he needs to prove that he needs a coach? Like he has 8 Super Bowl rings, 2 as a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. He does.
He know how. Coach, he know what he's doing.
So tell me,
in his last twenty years, he still cooked up a top 10 scoring defense despite our 5 opt outs on defense. We still had a top 10 scoring defense.
Now I get it. You said ours and we. So that's why you drinking the Kool-Aid. So of course I can't convince you. What I'm trying to say is Tom Brady had 6 Super Bowl rings, right? But he decided to leave. Why? Because he wanted to prove that it was more about him than it was about Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick has yet to prove that he can win a championship, you know, as a head coach without Tom Brady. So that's what I'm saying. Bill Belichick has an ego as well. He wants to prove it as well. But he hasn't done a great job in really replenishing and drafting well. Right? He hasn't done a good job of that. Like, name me the successful first-round draft pick that he's brought in and that's been there for 15 years. He hasn't done that. He's done a bad job as a general manager, and now this team is old, and without Tom Brady, veteran free agents that would normally come to New England and play for less money is not willing to come play because they can't guarantee that they're going to have a reservation at the AFC Championship. So it's going to be harder for Bill Belichick to win in the future. Don't be surprised if one day he says, hey, remember Josh McDaniels? I told you I was going to give you my world. That's why you didn't take that job in Indianapolis. Well, here's my world, but it's on fire. So that's where I feel on that one. So I don't know if you want to go somewhere else with it, Cleo, but that's kind of where I'm feeling.
me as a fan, GM, yes, I was like, okay, Bill, what are you doing? Why are you trading him? Why did you pick him? Why did you do this? Okay, I get all that. But it still, he still gotten players that no names or people we never heard of to come back and do a thing. Like, what's his name? Jamie Collins. He had Jamie Collins. He shined.
I mean, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. His record, his draft record, you can see, you can tell how bad his draft record has been.
It's been terrible.
It's been horrible. It's been maybe the worst. If it wasn't for Tom Brady winning and making guys who weren't good football players play above, punch above their weight, it would have never happened.
Play defense, though. He doesn't go out there and stop opponents from scoring 30 and 40 points a game.
Corey, thanks for the call. The problem here is that, yes, Tom Brady moved on, and Bill Belichick thought that maybe he could win without him. He found out this year that he couldn't, but that's why I'm saying he may bring Cam back, but he's going to prioritize the quarterback. Spencer in the Bronx is next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. What's up, Spence?
Well, Bart, first off, I love you and Hahn. Y'all are great. Chris, I love you too, man. Been seeing you since you're on SNY. ESPN needs to get you your own show. You heard it here first. But listen, Bart, I need you to put some respect on Bill Belichick's name and Cam Newton's name. All right? Other caller just said, Bill is still the greatest coach of all time and has a history of getting the most out of every player that comes into that program.
He can't get the most out of every player, because what about the ones that were bums? A lot of the players that he have, whether it's Burkhead or Gilmore, they were all groomed somewhere else and he brought them over. He didn't develop those guys. Name me the last guy that he developed, right? That's what I'm saying. He hasn't drafted well in the last couple of years, and he's been appraised for always moving back in the draft and acquiring more picks, but those picks turn out to be duds. He's been average at best as a general manager.
Really look at the whole picture, Spence, and thanks for the call, brother. It's one of those things where it's just the batting average is not very good right now. There's no getting around that. You can pick out a couple of guys. I mean, Chandler Jones was how long ago now at this point? Adante Hightower? Yeah, absolutely. But when you're looking at what's gone on over the last several years, it has not been a good return on investment for Bill Belichick. Up next on Bart and Hahn in just moments, after you just brought us that Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We get to a major story in the NCAA. Another team is out of its conference tournament because of COVID, and this time it's a high-profile, high-projected seed team. Why this affects your team. Plus, Michigan State may have unwittingly just made it a whole lot easier for players to get some money. We'll get to it all next. It's Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn, Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And yes, we are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Bart, almost that time for brackets, and it is one of my favorite sports traditions, is filling out brackets. If there was a bracket of filling out sports traditions of all time, If that makes any sense, filling out a bracket would be one of my favorite sports traditions. And I love taking on my friends and in the ESPN Tournament Challenge and beating every single one of them. Now go sign up for the ESPN Tournament Challenge at ESPN.com/bracket. And this year, you can boost your bracket with ESPN Plus by using Bracket Predictor to analyze each matchup, get recommended picks one game at a time, and import your picks directly into ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. Two college basketball stories I want to get to real quick. Number one, University of Virginia today, Bart, had to pull out of the ACC tournament because of a COVID positive. They're projected by Joe Lunardi to be a 4 seed in the tournament. And it got me to thinking, Bart, what is to stop some of these other teams that have nothing to lose or nothing to gain in a conference tournament from all of a sudden having somebody who's a student manager all of a sudden have a COVID positive test, and maybe we don't have to play in a conference tournament? We'll see on Sunday night.
Well, who do they have? They have the Kansas City Chiefs on Barber. They got him on staff, too. He's coming by to do some lineups.
You can make it happen. You can make it happen. But if you're a team, for instance, like Houston, that's a 2 seed, and they have to play Wichita State, who they've already lost to in their conference tournament, hey, I'll wait to be announced as a 2 seed on Sunday night rather than risk losing between now and then.
It's one of those things, right, where we talk about tanking and things like that. We don't think that a team and an organization would do that. You know, I think that would be if that ever came out, I think that would be the ramifications of that it hit for a long time. But, listen, I mean, that's a competitive advantage. If you don't have anything to gain, then, you know, I don't understand maybe why a team might not say, you know what, I don't want to put my players at risk. You know, we played all year to try and be in the tournament. I want to make sure that we don't expose anybody because it looks like it's an outbreak going on right now, and we don't know if we're ahead of this thing or are we right behind it.
Other story today is how about Michigan State, Bart? They now will be known as the Michigan State Spartans basketball team, presented by Rocket Mortgage. They have a title sponsor for the team itself. It's not the stadium. It's not the arena. It's the team itself. And I know we've talked a lot about NLI and all those kinds of things. I'll tell you what, the names and likenesses that are going to become issues here moving forward and players wanting to get paid and get something in return. Bart, I think this actually helps their cause, and I'm sure the NCAA is not happy about the timing of this, because if you're a player, what's to stop you from being now, all right, that's fine, I need to be introduced as Luca Garza, brought to you by the Iowa Farmers Credit Union. What's to stop you if this happens?
It's nothing to stop you. Listen, this is something that we know is inevitable. We know it's going to happen, that players are going to start to get paid. We know in 2023 that you can be able to skip. We got the G League that's coming where kids can go there and have a supplemental league. We have the league that's going to be presented where it's going to be professional high school players. They can't stop it. They've tried to slow it down long enough. NCAA is coming back. Likenesses and stuff like that is coming. Like, this is just the beginning of the end. And, you know, shout out to Michigan State for being ahead of it and not reacting to it.
Hey,
getting a sponsor early to be able to get some more money. Hey, we'll see if Larry Izzo gets a raise.
Well, Tom as well,
oh, Tom
in addition to Larry.
Tom and Larry. Larry Izzo played for the Patriots, my bad.
I don't think Tom's running down on special teams.
Well, he went to Michigan State, though. He went to Michigan State.
He did. And you know, the other thing is, listen, I talked to a couple of Power 5 administrators today. There is no question. Wow, that's an innovative idea. That's a great way to make more money. But yeah, I think ultimately that is going to end up helping out the players more than anybody else. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, brought to you by My Computer
Bros
Career
Barbecue.
Training for a better life. So how many more on the chopping block in the NFL, and who is your team going to sign? And the new league year starts next week. Our insider on the NFL joins us next on Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.